Welcome back to the Lone Star Money Resource. You're here with your hosts, Mark Connolly and Jason Shreve, and we are happy to be joined today with Aggie 100 winner for the last 2 years, Martha Parker of Emerge. She's been giving us a lesson on ergonomics. So if you missed the first segment, shame on you. Stick around and listen to some more. But first area, we learned a little bit about what ergonomics is and how it can make your business be more productive in the employees within your business to see anywhere from a 2 to 15% increase in production. And we finished the segment talking a little bit about family life, and I think that's where we wanted to start off again. So how do you balance it? Well, I guess before we do that, give a brief summary of ergonomics and what it is that you do, and then we'll talk about family life.
Okay. Thanks, Jason. So Emerge is your friendly ergonomist. We are based in Houston, but we have, in fact, done international work which for some of our clients, which is I never thought, you know, 13 years ago I'd be traveling all over the world teaching people how to use their chairs. But I have, and it's fun. But ergonomics is beyond, it's a much more than teaching people how to use their stuff. It's about making people more productive and efficient as they work in the office. We have a variety of clients here in Houston and regionally, anywhere, of course, from the oil and gas industry to support organizations to banking. And it's been a really wild ride. And we've got some of that historical information on our website, which is www.m-erg.com. And you can email me if you want to reach out personally. My email address is martha@m-erg.com. So that's a great way to get a hold of me, and I'll be happy to answer any questions that y'all have.
So, Martha, you were telling us about your extended family. Adopted child, the most fantastic husband in the world is what I'm hearing.
That's right. Good job. Okay. You listen you must be trained.
And then, you know, obviously he's got his kids too, and you got the dogs, the hunting dogs. Mm-hmm. How do you balance running a business that especially with all the success that you've had, you've been able to double every year. How do you balance that that work and family?
You know, Mark, that's a great question, and you hear answers all the time. And I think one of my favorite answers that somebody gave is there's no such thing as balance, because it's not ever, just like in a marriage, it's not ever 50-50. I don't give 50, Will doesn't give 50. Sometimes it's me giving 99 and him giving 1, and sometimes it's vice versa. And I think that's the same when we talk about your work life and your out of work life. I like the terms work and out of work instead of work-life balance, because as an entrepreneur, work is part of my life. It's not all of my life, but it's part of it. So my work and out of work balance is the biggest thing I do is ask for help, and it's the hardest thing I do. I'm not very good at it. I like to think, you know, I'm Superwoman and I wear a cape, and it's really fabulous. But it's not all the time. And so I ask for help. I ask for help from my family, you know, my parents, my absolutely wonderful husband, and the people that work with me. I ask for help. Can you do this? And you know what? People are honored to help you. People are honored when you say, I need some help. Can you do this for me? I've pulled on my friends, my network. I go to breakfast on every Friday morning with a fantastic group of women. And, you know, my church groups are important to me. So it's really learning. For me, it's the way I balance it, if it is such a balance, is ask for help.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
And I think that's great advice, because I think oftentimes people are afraid to ask for help for whatever reason. But that's what the people around you are there for. You help them, they help you.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I learned actually one of the wisest things my father told me when I started the business was, get a good attorney and get a good accountant. And he said, and I said, really? Because I can do it. But you don't want to. You won't want to. And he said, then you'll suck at it. He said, so just go get, actually my dad would never use the word suck. He would say something like, you wouldn't be that great at it. But I do suck at it. So I know I am not a good attorney and I'm not a good accountant. And so when you start farming out those activities to someone who is really great at it, then it comes off your plate and your balance gets a little better.
So then if we discuss out of work, what do you do for fun?
Oh, for fun. Well, I'm learning how to hunt a little bit. So my fabulous husband and I just joined a shooting club, and so we're going to go shoot a lot more, which is fun. But I run, and I love to organize, and I love to cook things. And so I wouldn't consider myself a domestic goddess, but I do like to cook. I don't like to clean, but I like to just take out and put up and label and, you know, get a kind of nerdy like that.
That sounds like my wife. She loves to cook, but not so much cleaning. But you know what? We're a team. So that's right. That's where I step in. And
you know what? And that's another part of my life that I go, you know what? I suck at cleaning, so I'm going to hire that done. And that's what you look at. And as a consultant and an entrepreneur, you understand what you're worth, right? Because you understand what you can go out and charge your clients for. Mm-hmm. And I know how long it takes to clean my house, and it costs less for me to hire somebody and even pay a lot to get my house clean than it does for me to do it myself. Mm-hmm. I can spend my valuable time doing things that I want to do that I'm really great at.
Yeah, and obviously you're great with your business Emerge, and I want to learn a little bit more about that. So if you could dive in and maybe just tell me how the company came about. Take me down memory lane as to what transpired. Obviously, I know you're an Aggie, so you went to Texas A&M.
I did.
And then what all happened?
Good job. I went to Texas A&M. And my first job out of graduate school was working for Alcoa, the Aluminum Company of America. I worked in East Tennessee, and I was a safety engineer at a smelter. And I wore flame retardant clothing and hard hats and steel-toe boots every day to work, and it was a great job. The average age was 53. Mm-hmm. Average age of employees, 53. And the average time they had worked there was like 30 years. And they had not hired a new person since 1979.
That's pretty amazing.
So it was a bunch of old guys from East Tennessee, and they were a little harsh toward me because I was young and I was a whippersnapper and I was from Texas and I was safety girl and I didn't really know what I was doing, and it was really terrible. And so they thought, right? So again, I pulled on my personality, and I understood that the way to help them do their jobs better and safer was to develop the relationship with them. So I worked really hard to get to know all these old guys who were my father's age but meaner. And we did. We became friends. They taught me how to make moonshine. I would go up in the mountains with them and hunt stuff. It was fun. It was really fun. But what I learned from that was if I could convince a 53-year-old man with barely a high school education to change the way he did his job to make it safer and more productive for him, then I could do anything. That was the hardest person I had to sell. So I was approached by a company to sell office furniture. So I did. I worked for a company called Neutral Posture after that, and I was in charge of sales for the kind of eastern part of the United States and traveled all the time, and it was wonderful. But what I found I really liked was the after-sale service part. So you bought their fancy chairs, you bought their fancy keyboard trays, but people still didn't know how to use them. And so by then I was a certified professional ergonomist. I would go in and teach you how to use your chair after you bought it. And that was the part I really loved. That's when I decided, you know, after moving back to Texas from Tennessee, I'm going to start my own consulting firm. And I did. I had a bunch of connections here in Houston. I knew a bunch of health and safety people. I knew a bunch of facilities people. And I said, you know what? I don't have a family. I live in an apartment. I have a car. I think I had a cat, right? So I had a cat, Samantha, at the time. And that was it.
Now.
No more cats.
Okay, just big hunting dogs.
Best husband in the world, not a big fan of cats.
All right, got it.
They're also known as egg rolls at our house. And so I had the cat, and that was my only responsibility. It was me, myself, and I, and the cat. And so I formed the company and went out on my own and got really lucky about 6 months after I started.
Tell me about that.
So I got a call from ExxonMobil. And they said, hey, we were searching the internet, and would you come and hire to be, you know, our consultant, ergonomist? And I'm like, well, let me check my calendar.
Let me see if I can
pitch
you.
Oh, my God. You know, it was really crazy. I was like, sure. And so I interviewed, and I am, as you can probably tell, definitely my own person and have my own little personality. And sometimes that doesn't jive with Fortune 10 companies very well. And I blew the interview, absolutely blew it. And sat in my car when it was over and cried and thought, here it is. I have lost it. It's my big opportunity when I've started my consulting firm and it's just me, and I have blown it. 2 weeks later, I got a call back, and I again had to check my calendar to see if that would be appropriate for me to come in. And I was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
They must be really desperate. But they said, no, one of the reasons that we chose you in the end was because you don't fit our corporate mentality.
So you understand it. Blew it.
Right.
Was what
That's
made
right.
them decide to
pick I them. Understand their box, but and I can work in their box, but I don't fit in their box. And that's what they needed was a fresh breath of air. And so that's what we did. And I've been working with them for 12 and a half years, and it's been a great, successful relationship. Because of that relationship, I've been able to get other clients, because when you say, here's my big client, they go, oh, okay, she must really know her stuff. And I actually do. And because I've been able to develop and maintain and grow that relationship with ExxonMobil, it's been amazing. It's absolutely been amazing.
Absolutely.
It's opened a lot of doors.
That right there shows the increased productivity side, because obviously if they've been working with you for 12 years, they're seeing the direct results from what you do.
That's right.
That's fantastic.
That's right. And it's we've helped them with not only the program piece or the process piece. Here's how your process runs, and here's who's involved, and here are the, you know, key performance indicators, and here's what you want to look for the success of your program. But we've helped individuals, and I've got a long list in my email inbox that I call good news when people email me and say, you know, April came by today and she really helped me, and I just want to tell you thank you so much. I feel so much better, and my life is going to be better because you came to visit us. And that in the end of the day, that's why we do what we do, is for the individual.
That is absolutely fabulous. That's a cool story, and you've just you've been able to keep it going and growing from there. And I do think something that'll be really good to dive into in the next segment is make sure that everybody's out there that's listening, because I promise you they're all intrigued, and because everybody wants to have a more comfortable environment that they're working in, and so that, I mean, you hear about all the back pain and, you know, all the different issues, and everybody, you know, even the people not experienced that, they have teams they work with that they know they want their teams to be more productive. And so I think it'll be great. I want to dive a little bit into some of the details and make sure that people have clarity as to how they could possibly work with your company in receiving the benefits that you obviously can bring to the table. And so we'll definitely get into that. A couple of items I want to make sure our listeners are aware of. January 19th, that is Thursday at 6:30 in the evening, is our next coaching session where we're going to be talking about the Trump presidency, the impact that may have on your portfolios, what to do about it, because we are in the business of helping business owners understand what their exit strategy is. And that doesn't mean that you have to be ready to exit. You should have an exit plan even if you started your business yesterday. At Wealth Design Group, we have been working with business owners for over 20 years, making sure that they have a business continuation plan that is prepared for that possible sale of their business. Many times this happens from things that are planned, such as retirement, but sometimes it happens from things that are not planned. That could be maybe the death or the disability of an owner or the divorce of an owner. And so we're in the business of helping put together a continuation plan and plans that will help increase the business value so that you get everything that you have worked very hard for. Yes, we will work in the areas of qualified retirement plans, such as the ones we all know about, 401ks and profit sharing plans. But we also do a lot of work in the space of finding different retirement programs that will allow you to defer from taxation a much larger and more significant amount than the standard $18,000. In fact, we recently did a plan where we were able to have a business owner that was able to take tax deductions in the amount of $150,000. So we work in that area. We also work in the areas that are what are called non-qualified plans, which are just plans for a few of the employees, owners, or key executives that are designed to lock them in for benefits to provide for them for retirement, but also to increase the value of the business. If you're interested in that, give us a call. 713-826-0426. That is 713-826-0426. We'd love to talk to you. Lone Star Money Resource.